Hi there, Language Arts Lady here. I'm excited to bring you the first video in my series of writing tips for every grade. So we'll have, what will we have then? 14 of these, because right now I'm going to talk about preschool, a little bit of kindergarten, and then I'm just going to keep building on that with each episode. So this is a writing tips, raising preschoolers, raising young writers. Okay, so we're talking here about children who cannot write yet, and I'm going to give you some tips for how to make them into writers eventually. Not right now, but how to build a foundation so that they will become writers in the future. So before we go any further, I just want to make sure that I explain the difference between writing and penning. So writing is a thinking process. We write stories, we write reports, we write essays, we write letters, we write recipes, right? And that is a thinking process. That is something we do with our brains, with sources, with bringing the sources in our brain thoughts together and so forth. Whereas penning, the actual act of writing, is art, okay? That's a really important distinction to make, because we have a tendency to think writing is penmanship. And it's especially important to make that distinction now in the preschool kindergarten age range, because the better we help them think, the better they will be as writers later. So the fact that your five-year-old, you know, writes his name backwards or can't write a sentence, if you write a sentence and you want him to copy it, that has no bearing on his ability to become a future writer. It might have a little bit of bearing on his ability to become a future penner, right? And maybe even artist, okay? Because penmanship is art and writing is thinking. And so when you take on that belief, then all of a sudden you aren't so concerned about the actual penning of things and the writing of things, knowing that A, it's art, it's not thinking, it's not writing itself. B, that develops later and often more slowly, and sometimes much later, depending on dysgraphia and the child's natural abilities in art and boy or girl and age and all of those things. So when we think about raising young children to become writers, we want to ask ourselves, what can we do to help them see writing in a positive light? And that is not penmanship pages forever, right? Because then I don't like writing. I hate writing. I can't write, right? We want to help them see writing in a positive light. We want them to learn to think, really well. And we want them to associate the spoken word with the written word. So here are some tips for you. Number one, and this is true to raise readers as well. And I know you've heard about this forever. I can remember my master's research project. I did a project about natural readers. So interesting. And I interviewed people whose children were natural readers and so forth. And guess what? Guess what always happens to, has happened to a natural reader prior to their becoming a natural reader? They were read too often. And so thinking in terms of writing being a thinking process, and in the fact that we want to build our child's thinking, and we want to build their background of experience. That means that we want them to bring a lot to the reading process. That is going to increase their reading comprehension, but also to the writing process. So the more experiences that we give them, the more interactions that we have with them, the more we read to them, the more that they will bring to the table when they're reading, which is going to help their reading comprehension, as well as when they are ready to write. They'll have a lot more. I think about today, I had some students and they were talking about, they're writing about senses, and some of them had to write about two senses and some had to write about three. They were middle school, fourth and fifth. And, you know, there were some that just were so eager. You know, did you know that frogs can see color better than any other? And did you know that women smell better than men, and yet not smell like our fragrance, but like they're able to smell better than men. Just all these little tidbits. And it's because they were excited about the material that they had researched for this paper, right? And most of the time when I have students like that, it is because they have had a natural curiosity built in them from their parents. Like I think about my Loveys. I have 10 Loveys. 3 months to 8 years old, and 10 grands. And, you know, they're always, you know, at a park, at a zoo, at a museum, at a flower, a botanical thing, at an aquarium, you know, and they're always being talked to. And that's the way we raised our kids as well. But they're always excited about learning. And that is going to carry over to their writing so much. So you want to just keep building in that experience, those experiences with your children. Read to them often and discuss it. All right, next, let them see you writing, right? You know, we don't want them to see us complaining about writing. Like, oh man, I got to write this thank you note, or oh, I got to write this brief for work, or whatever it might be. We want them to see us writing and to show writing in a positive light. Next, we want to write words for them. This goes back to the belief that writing is thinking and penning is art. If we believe that writing is thinking and penning is art, then when they need something written, we will write it for them, right? Because they're doing the thinking. And that is what writing is. So we will write for them whenever they need for us to. So, you know, how many times they say, how do you spell this? And you're just like, and you can spell it out or whatever. Just tell them how to spell it. They're babies, right? They're just guppies, as I like to say. So just tell them how to spell it. Or better yet, say, do you want me to write it for you? All right. And so the more you tell them, I'll write that for you. Here, you want me to write something under your picture? Here, do you want me to write something on your note? Here, do you want me to write something on your envelope? The more they will see writing and a positive experience, and the more they will realize this next point, and that is to help them understand that writing is the spoken word written down. So the more experiences they have, the more they can speak about things, the more they can think, the more they're going to be able to write later on. And, you know, kids will say, I can't write. What they really mean oftentimes is I can't pen. Now, sometimes they mean I can't think. And that's where you need a good writing program, right, to give them the tools to write when they're older. But we want them to understand that writing is a spoken word written down. So how do we do that? We say, tell me what you want to say to Aunt Cheryl on your picture, and I'll write it for you. Right? They say it, we write it. And they see that writing is the spoken word written down. Right? If they do want to write, and some, I have a granddaughter who's five, just over five, and she wants to write all the time. So you just have to tell her how to spell everything, and then you have to fix it for her or whatever, and that's perfectly fine, right? But then other kids don't want to write as much. But if they want to write a lot, another idea is to have them dictate for you and you write it with a highlighter and then they go over it with their pencil. So again, the dictation process, I hope I'm still here. We had one of those warnings. So anyway, I should have put do not disturb. I forgot to. Sorry about that. Okay, so when they're dictating to us and we're writing it down for them, whether we're writing it with a highlighter for them to write over later or we're just writing it for them, they are involved in the thinking process. Write words for them all the time. I mean, they should just come up to you constantly and say, can you write this? Can you write this? Can you write this? Right? Because writing is a spoken word written down. They're getting excited about writing. They want to know about the written word, and they wish that they could do the same, right? How many of us have heard about kids who just couldn't wait to read, and they put everything they had into learning to read because all they wanted to do was read, like big brother or big sister, mom, dad, all they wanted to do was read. The same kind of appetite can be cultivated in our young children also. Okay, so write words all the time. All right, and then just give them every opportunity to, quote unquote, write, right? Like I said, like a coloring page. After they do a coloring page, if they say they're going to give it to, like Aunt Cheryl, then offer to write a note with it, right? If you're going to somebody's house that night, say you want to give a little note, you want to write a little thank you note, you want to draw a picture and I'll write on it for you. If you're at a restaurant and they have placemats and they colored something, say, do you want to write, you want to tell me a sentence about what happened in that picture that you colored, and then I'll write it for you and it'll be what you wrote right there on your placemat. So give them lots of opportunities to think, give them a lot of things to think about, and let them see writing in a positive light. Thank you for joining me on the first of my series of writing tips at every grade and how to raise young writers. is this first one, and I will be back soon with all the other 13 grades and writing tips for each grade. Thanks a lot for joining me.